today we're going to again do halachiyud together. A little bit halachiyud now, sort of. Okay, the din says this usli techmihem. The Mishnah lists a bunch of things it's from Mishnah, but the din says you're not allowed to buy from someone who's not Jewish. Covered hachiltus, which is chufa v'chilik. These bunch of the foods we've talked about, the hainu, mini dogan katan rubin, which is what we had said, minish dogan famous arimon, v'yach lafidim. Okay, those are things we've talked about already. And for today, kvushim shederach l'pamish noisim v'hanyayin, and pickled items that have wine in them, v'hani mili, and the Mishnah's, and this is come straight from the Mishnah, v'hani mili, this that you're not allowed to buy them, is lesser bachila al bahana mutter, but these kushim you're allowed to the mutter bahana. If you do a shakal mixim yayin, assume a few bahana, but if you know that everybody puts in wine, it's also bahana, I'll explain to you what that means in a second. Umarche kula chutzim de yayin yasech shabay. This is a separate shayla, which we're not going to talk about, which is when something is also bahana, what you could do with it, and whether you could sell it, except, you know, if it's worth $10, and of that 50 cents of it is worth. Is the wine's value, maybe you could sell for $9.50, okay? If you know that there's one manufacturer who doesn't put wine in, you have no idea whether yours does. Why the talim lakul, which is what we talk about, that you could be talim with someone's lakul, shemul irvoy. And Isur and Drabonon, we have this thing of being toiled. That's what we're going to talk about, what that means to be toiled. Okay. Now I'll read the rest of the thing. It's also relevant to us. If it's a situation where you know all the manufacturers, and some for sure do put in, some for sure don't, there aren't manufacturers that you don't know about. They all either you know they do or you know that they don't. Then as Lina Basaruba, the whole the parish and root parish, and then we say called the parish and you assume you got from the majority. I'll also look at the tam, the whole kavukmechza. But if you go to the store, then you can't buy because kokovo. That was all for you.
In the first case, even if one of them doesn't put in a
That's what we're going to talk about. That's what we're going to talk about today. Correct. This case is with all the manufacturers, you know exactly what they do. These seven of them put in wine and three of them don't put in wine.
That's the first case?
First case is, you don't have any idea what everybody does. You know there's such a thing that people put in wine, but you don't know anything about the manufacturer specifically. So then we have this in the
middle. And then if one for sure does not,
then it's mutter, right. Correct. That's what we're going to talk about. Hamurai is, this is how it is. Hamurai is, which it says in
print. So if you don't know at all, then it's awesome.
That's what we're going to talk about, whether it's awesome. I'm going to tell you about that. Just give me a second. I'm almost there. Hamurai is, which is in parentheses, is Shuman Shaldagim, hates fish oil. The Mokum Shadak and Losses Tachayayan Osir. So if the wine is cheaper, then nobody would put it in, so we assume they won't do it. If it's not darkum, like we saw in our day, if it's not darkum to do it, then you could buy it or shal chayyad, or you could send it with the most. Okay. So now that I read you this thing really quickly, we talked about, we're going to in total talk about five things that have to do with five issues that are about whether you could buy scotch made in sherry casks. Okay, we've done already three of them. Okay, whether you remember or not, the first one was we talked about whether stam yain is butter b'shisha, and maybe that should make it mutter. We talked about whether wine is lefkam into other things. We talked about whether if you get something intentionally, whether it can be bottled. Those are the three things we talked about. And the emergency, and the very last time we speak in these dinim, is going to be the very last issue that there is. That's the fifth one. Okay, but those four things that I told you about, three that we did and one that we will do, all are talking about situations where we know that there's sherry or wine mixed into the scotch or that kind of a shayla. Okay, but today we're going to talk about a fifth issue, for us it's fourth, a fifth issue which is. What happens if I don't know? I just have a suspicion. Maybe they put wine into it. Okay? Think about we mentioned beforehand that when they make Canadian whiskey, there are many people who, in making Canadian whiskey, will put wine into it, or even scotch. There are people who do it, but I don't know that this brand specifically does or doesn't. Those other shots we talked about was, I know that they do it, maybe it's mutter anyhow. Okay, today the question is, well, maybe I don't have to be choshes. Should I be choshes or should I not be choshes? Maybe the person did. Okay, so like you can make an American whiskeys can have blended whiskeys or blended bourbons can have in them wine in them. Certainly not the wine, but legally you're allowed to have into it. So should I be cautious that the person made it out of those things? Okay, again, all the other things we talked about, the Scotch Shilas are, we know that it's there, the Shilas, maybe it's mutter anyhow. Now the question is, should I be cautious it's there in the first place? Okay, so the first thing you would say if you heard that question, so I think it's in there or not, I should say is, something about my uncle. Okay? Stam Yain is only asked for it. I don't know if somebody put Stam Yain in or not. I don't know if he did or he didn't. So, something about the cooler. I could be Mekel. Why should I be worried about the person putting into it? Something about it should be Lukula. Okay? So that sounds right, but we know that it's not true. Okay? Well, we know that it's not true because the whole simon we've been learning about, and it's a whole second parent, is all the things you shouldn't do because there may be wine mixed into them. All kinds of cases of things that don't buy all these different things because there might be Stam Yain mixed into them. So why would we be cautious of them? Stam Yain is only a Siddur Rabbanan. Okay, so obviously, Chazal wanted us to be more careful about this din than regular, hold on one second, than a regular Siddur Rabbanan. Somehow they were extra on top of it and said to be careful because of a possibility that Stam Yain might be in there. They didn't just say Siddur Rabbanan the Kula. Yes.
In general,
is that true? I don't know if there's wine in here or there's not wine in here. Why is it Epsilon Fire? I'm sitting in front of me, I'm holding a cup of... How am I going to find out whether he put... I walk over to the guy in the street and I say to him, and I guess I buy him from a cup of him some Klusion. Okay? How am I going to figure out whether this guy selling me pickles in Ben Yehuda Shuk, whether he put wine into it or not? How am I supposed to figure that out, whether he put in wine or not? You think of it like fancy manufacturers, because the company will open the factory. This is a guy sitting in Ben Yehuda, and he's sending me, okay, on the Arab Shuk, and he's selling me pickles. So how much is he put...
Are you telling me that?
No, that's what I thought. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay. I thought that was. So your answer to me, you think, no, something wrong with Google. Okay, maybe you're right. I thought that it's over here, Chazal thinks it's being more careful because of the Stam Yain. You think that it's a general rule. We don't see something wrong with Google. Okay.
Then there's a question of the Messias.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know what the absolute rule is. Okay. Okay. Now.
When do you say the Svar of it?
Well, it's a whole parable of these things, of all these things to worry about Stam Yain. You think there's specific examples?
What do you say? It's
okay, I don't know. I didn't think they were specific. I'm not sure. Okay. Now, the way I see it more specifically is the following. Okay. This talks about Yechon a little bit. Says. The Mishnah says about the thing about the Kfushim, these pickled idols. It says is that Mutter. Aser b'achila, u'mutter b'hanar. Okay, so that already tells you, before we say to you, aser b'achila, u'mutter b'hanar, tells you already that something's going on over here. If it has Stam Yain in it, it's aser b'hanar also. Okay, so why is this aser b'achila, u'mutter b'hanar? So we want to ask the kasha, why isn't it aser b'hanar also? Well, why, if it has Stam Yain in it, then it should be aser b'hanar also. So the Gemara says, the Gemara has different opinions about it. The Gemara says like this, it's talking about that only some people put wine into it, and therefore, since only some people, you only have to be chashish to be aser b'achila. If it was talking about that most people, the word of the word is all, but it means most, okay, which means is right, Rashi says it means is most people. If most people were to put it in, then it would be aser b'hanar also. So it means is, it's talking about that only some people are doing it, and even only some people are doing it, so some people, you would think it should be mutter, but say, no, it's usher. But it's not really usher. It's not fully usher like it should be. If it would be really usher, it would be usher b'hanar also. So the Gemara says, okay, so it's not really usher. It's like sort of usher. I mean, we're telling you to be mocked this much on the Issa Drabana, not so much. Okay, so now, knowing that, okay, so we're being mocked on this case because of, mostly because of Stam Yain. You think we're being mocked because it's something to me. Okay, so now, Dr. Moshe says like this. He says, you should know that this thing that we are machmir on Isurim Drabanan, sometimes on certain Drabanans we're more machmir on it. He says, that sometimes we choose, the Chazal are telling us to be extra machmir on Isurim Drabanan, there's a kula. And the kula is is a tilia. A tilia means like something to hang it on, okay? Literally, to hang something on. Okay? If we had some way to excuse, make an excuse and say, the thing that you think that happened, I have an excuse that it didn't happen the way you think it was, I could be told that it happened a certain way, then you could be nekel if it's an isra'ban, okay? That's why this shiur is called tola b'drabban. Okay, you could be tola, like Dharma said, you could be tola b'drabban, which means what, like this? His case is like this. Dharma brings the raya from a Gemara on Kesubis. The Gemara talks about a city that was surrounded by non-Jewish soldiers, and the city was captured by these Goyim, and there are ladies here who married to Kohanim, and the chashash is, maybe these soldiers were ma'ana some of those ladies. Okay? So the chashash is, these ladies can't be married to Kohanim now, because if someone was ma'ana them, they wouldn't be able to be married to their husband, to the Kohanim. So, the din is that they would be also. If there's a place for them to hide, if there's a place for the women could have hidden and been protected, then the din is all the ladies in the city are mukhtar. Okay, this, and the Gemara says this, it's talking about a case where there's room for only one lady to hide. It's only one person could have hidden in this hiding spot. And there's, let's say, 20 ladies in the city, okay, 20 women married to Kahanim in the city, the din is, they're all mukhtar. Because we're toilet, each one can be toilet that she hid in there. Okay, now, it's physically impossible for them all to have hidden in there. Okay, there's only room for one person there. But even so, we say is that she could be told that each one of them could be told that they were in there. And even though that means is that all 20 of them are going to become mutter, which is impossible. Okay, it's impossible to all fit there. But the thing is, we told them the drabonah. But when it's since this whole chumrah to ask of this lady is a drabonah, therefore, and we have a tulia that they could say I was in that. Each one could say I was hiding in that spot. So therefore, we could be told drabonah. So Dr. Moshe says,
because we don't know for sure. Matters.
Correct. So that question is like this. So over here also, if we know that there's one person in town who makes the kushim without stam yain in it, so then we could be toiler and buy from anybody and be toiler that the one who I'm buying from, he's one of those guys. He's the guy who buys
it.
No. I said that wrong. I take that back. I'm going to talk about one of those guys in a second. But we can be told that he got his stuff from that person rather than from a different person. As long as we know that there's one person, we can be told that everybody bought it from that person. How come that? It's not possible. Right? One person couldn't make all those. What? What's coming out is that by Sakh Darbana we would not be Nagel, but with Sakh Darbana with a specific tliya, we could blame it on a specific thing that we're being allowed to do. We're not just, let's say, Sakhik, I'm not sure what's going on, but we have an excuse. Oh, they all bought it from Yaakov, from Howie, so from Howie we can all be Mikkel, and you can see it from. Yeah, Howie sounds Jewish. Okay, Jose. Okay. So Ramah said, if we know there's one person who doesn't, okay, the Talina, the Kul, Hashem, the Irvaboy, and Ramah says, and all issues are Rabbanah, it's a rule, and can we turn with Rabbanah. Okay, now, that's what the Dakimash says, that Ramah brings. Then the Dakimash says, there are some Rishonim who say even further, and they say, What happens is, if there's many people in town making this product, if there are many people making pickle items in town, and so he says, we don't know that anyone specifically does not use wine, but we just know there's lots of people doing it. He said, we figure, you know, between all those people, there's probably one of them that doesn't use wine. So some of them say, you could be toilet in that person also. Toilet in a person, meaning, we say is, there's 20 manufacturers, okay, and between 20 manufacturers, you know, it's common that people put wine, but probably one of them doesn't. So we can assume there is a guy, and that once there's one, now we can say, oh, he must be that person who doesn't use. Okay, Dr. Moshe is not very happy about that. Okay, he says there are some holes. You realize because if you say that, this come out, no case is going to be usher, because as soon as you have a couple of people who make the product, you're going to say, oh, he's probably for one of those guys who doesn't use it, and therefore he could be able to be nickel. Right, that's correct. The Tli and the Suffolk are sort of merging together with each other, and they're almost, and Dr. Moshe is not so happy about that. He says, and also, he says, you know, well, the reason to think like that is because by the ladies in the story, in the Gemara, those ladies were also being told in something very far-fetched, okay? So he says, yeah, but the fact that we're told by a lady is a special coolest for Shvuyas, he says, not a riot that you should be able to make them. So that's what Dr. Moshe says. The Dr. Moshe is not happy about it, and it's not brought here in the Ramah. Okay, the Ramah says only the case if you do a shit, I would echer who begirsh in my rabbiyayim. This indicates that we don't know. Okay? So that's what the Dagimash says. The Shach says, now the Shach is on a later din, the last din, I know it's just a play on words, but it's the same din also about Kakram, but over there it doesn't mean, the word Kakram over there means Goyish soldiers, and over here it means saffron. But anyhow, go figure. That's a halachic base. But the Shach says over there, it says like this. He says, this that the Dagimash didn't like that Sad Lahakal, that was only for, so to speak, regular cases where we know that it's normal that they put wine in. Like the Mishnah says, it's darkum l'arvayayim. He says, but what happens if we have a situation where it's not darkum, it's just like, you know, who knows, maybe they put wine into it. It's just like a more possibility. Who knows, maybe somebody does that. The other Shach says, everyone, even though Amal agrees, that you could be toilet in that thing. Because we do make like, even though we don't have a specific manufacturer who's make, we could be toilet in the, probably someone is doesn't put in the wine when we have a situation where it's not a real chash. So Ramosha brings a shach, and he says, therefore, if we have something where it's just legal to put in wine, but we don't know that it's the normal thing to put in wine, then we could be samech lahakel like the tliya of the Dagimash that he did not like. Okay? That there's probably somebody after he makes it. So Ramosha, he didn't give the specific case, but like we would say it is, if we have a bourbon, okay, so in a blended bourbon, you're allowed to put in the right kind of blended bourbon, you're allowed to put in wine alcohol, really, not wine alcohol, you're allowed to put it into there.
Legally,
you're allowed to put it in, but we don't know that, it's not the normal thing that people put in there, but legal it is, you are allowed to do that. So then we would say is, even if we didn't know a specific manufacturer who made this stuff without that, we'd be able to say, yeah, Mr. Omer, you didn't. Okay, we can be totally that you didn't do it. Okay, because it's just a legality, you're allowed to do that, but doesn't mean that we don't know, it's not dark and the people should do it, and therefore we could be totally local. Now, not going to help us for regular scotch, because when it comes to regular scotch, it is dark. It's not a situation of it's just legal to do it. It is dark to do that. So for there, we're not going to be able to be totally and say, you're not going to be able to be totally this thing unless we know someone specifically who doesn't. Okay? Now, over here, it gets a little fuzzy over here. When we say we know someone who doesn't, what I mean is, that means is, it doesn't help if we know one scotch manufacturer who doesn't put in wine, because that doesn't help us, because I didn't buy from that manufacturer. Right? So it has to be a case, like, the Seriously gives Hashkacha to a whiskey company, and that whiskey company actually makes some things with their own name on it, but they also make things that are sold to other people. Because if you want to open up start making rye whiskey, you don't have 12-year-old rye whiskey. You go to these guys, and they'll sell you 12-year-old rye in a barrel, and then you can turn around and blend it the way you want to and call it rye whiskey. You know, we could put you into a business as if you're 12 years old or so. Okay, and they actually they supply to people, they make the base materials, the actual whiskey in barrels, and then they sell it out to people for those people to then turn around and bottle it and call it by their own name, or call it what they want to call it.
But they could get it from providers.
So, right, but those people get who they want to, but what I'm saying is that there are people who make whiskey, don't just make their own. They should make it like for the open market, like for the wholesale market. They're making it for people to sell. So in that case, we have one of those guys who we know makes it without stamina in it, then we could be telling that person. We can't be telling, we have a manufacturer who's making for himself, and that doesn't help us anything. He's just making for himself. But if we have a manufacturer who makes it for the public, like for example, one of the chashashas that a person might make vodka might use wine, alcohol, in making his vodka. Okay. Well, we could be toilet because there are manufacturers. Go to ADM. They make alcohol out of corn. They make alcohol out of corn. Okay, so we know that there's someone out there who makes grain neutral spirits out of corn, so we could be toilet him. So if we say this guy bought it from somebody, so we actually, in this case, we could tell, like Rama says, in Yedua, Shavu Kham Echad Hu Be'ir She'enim Arbayayin. We know there are people who make grain neutral spirits that are out of corn. We know specific, we could point at specific manufacturers. Well, then maybe this guy who makes vodka bought it from them. Okay, so we have an easier clear. When we come to something else, then we have to have, if we come to something like scotch, where it's darkum to put it in, we're going to need a specific person. Okay, now. Everything I told you till now is if you want to drink whiskey, you want to pick up a bottle, and you want to be sure, should I eat it or should I not eat it? So in many cases, you could be toil, and in some cases, you can't, but in lots of cases, you could be able to be toil. Then came the following question. In din, it's mutter, is it okay to turn around and make a liquor list based on that? Can we get up and say to people, what I mean is like this. Let's say we say to people, based on what I just told you, that a blended bourbon you could eat without hashkacha. You could assume that they're not using stam yang, they're not mixing stam yang into it, because you let it be told on the drop on it. Is that okay for me to put out a list that says this, any blended bourbon is okay? I'm not going to write these words, but based on the fact that I'm being told on the drop on that they're not mixing stam yang into it. What I mean is that it's not possible that everybody didn't use it. There are people out there who are doing it. There are people out there who use wine alcohol, making these things.
Well,
so
you said you can drink.
What do you say? No. So if I give up 10 brands.
No. Is there a difference in saying all bourbons are okay?
Or
saying you can drink any bourbon that happens to come in?
What's the difference?
Saying that every single one is okay. You're saying whichever one comes.
Whichever one you happen to buy.
I'm saying.
How is that different than Machoyachas?
So this
whole thing when people come to one of the rabbis and say, so what can I do? Is that the same thing? Is this the conversation we always have in terms of another thing that we can write on the list that we say is okay versus
yes.
Tapas, where people don't know what they should do?
Yeah.
It could be different.
It could be, but I'm talking about making a list. So the list says everything is okay. This whole class is okay.
But you're not saying that everything there is okay. You're talking about it being a list. I'm saying if you just talk to people about what they can do.
I know. I'm not talking about, because if you ask me one question at a time, that's easier. My question over here is there something wrong with me saying that they're all okay, when in truth it's not physically possible they're all okay?
I'm saying don't say they're all okay. I'm saying you can drink.
You can drink. So you could drink sounds like one bottle at a time as you pick them up and they're okay.
And can you buy 10 bottles of it alone? But by Machbaya Achas, it doesn't say that if you want them to ask for Bas Achas, it's awesome.
Right, so the answer is correct. That's the question. Should we do it like in that case? In the case of the Shvuyas, the Ramah, if I can remind you, the Ramah says that in the case of Shvuyas, we're extra makel. Okay, so the question is, what about in our case? This is not a case of shvuya. So would we be makel to say, say the olmutter when physically it's not possible to olmutter?
Okay. Don't people realize there's a difference between recommended and certified?
They do, but therefore, but I'm still saying I'm based on this assumption that they're not using stam yayin. I'm saying that it's olmutter. So can I say that I'm saying everything is mutter? It's not possible that everything is really mutter. So
is there more about stam yayin?
And therefore, each one can be told on the other one? Maybe. I don't know.
There, I think,
you can be makel for all of them, but it's a cooler for shvuyas. Okay, so the question is...
You want to be makel for shvuyas.
So this question came up. I don't remember why this happened the way it did, but it was an unusual thing, which was, for some reason, I don't remember, I see the date, and I remember what happened. It was between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and I went to Rosh Shechter in his house. What? Went to Rosh Shechter in his house to talk to him about this thing. Okay, I don't remember why we did it in his house, and not like usual. Not usual at the OU, but for some reason we went to his house. I remember being in his house. I don't remember what the story was. And it's on Yud Gimel Tishrei 15 years ago. So he was thinking about it, and he said, let's go look. And he, of course, randomly picked up the Ramban off the shelf. The Ramban on King Suvas. He was like, let's see what it says here. The Ramban says, if you look at the Gemara, the Gemara says, I told you what the Gemara says, which is that even if this holiday place only for one person, the Omotar, you can make up for all of them at the same time. But the Gemara, beforehand, had said, another case, where there's room for, let's say, 5 people to hide. Okay, in other words, let's say there's 20 women, and there's room for 5 of them to hide. The other Gemara says it's pashut that you can make for all of them, even at the same time. The Gemara says it's a chiddush that even if it's only placed for one avar, you could still be mekel. So Rosh Hashanah says like this. He said, the Ramban explains, the Ramban, that's what the Ramban's about. The Ramban says like this. He says, when you have place for five people to hide, and you want to be mekel for 20 people, it's not the same mechzik kashikra as if you have only one place. Okay, when you have only one place for one person, you put, say, 20 people in there, it's idiotic. It's ridiculous. Everybody, it's obvious to everybody that there's something, the rabbis are playing games over here. Okay, it can't be such a thing. We all know there's only place for one. Can't there 20 people within over there? So it's completely messy, kishikra. And so the Gemara says, I'm a pekin, we make them, and we say, ignore the messy, kishikra, and we let them. The Ramban says, but if it's five people, if it's five places to hide, and there were 20 people, so then it doesn't look so big. Because, you know, between all you guys, probably, maybe you hit. So it's already, it's not Nasik Shikr. Let me see if I have the words here. I have the words here. If my life was calmer this week, I have the Ramban on the screen. But the Ramban says the only reason the Gemara talks about whether it's Nasik Shikr is in the case of only one. But if there's, would have been placed for five, would have been the problem. In Yanenu, in our case, there's, of course there's five places. Meaning, the only Mexican shikra is...
Is this five to 20, or... Just
no, I'm just using numbers. I don't know what the Ramban's numbers are, but... In Yanenu, if we say all the bourbons are mutter, if there was only one bourbon that would be mutter, and us to say we're going to be told that all are, that would be Mexican shikra. But, in truth, let's say there's 100 bourbons, and in truth, there are probably 80 of them are probably mutter. That's the truth, right? Or 90 of them are mutter. So the Ramban says, even if there's just a couple of places where not necessarily Kishik would say they're all mutter at the same time. So that's why Rosh Hashanah said it was okay if we want to make a list. Now, I have two more things to tell you. One more thing to tell you, which is I'm not going to tell you, which is, Ramosha, in this thing that I told you for Ramosha to be total, that you could say total and huckle, that's one of, this isn't a well-known tshuva Ramosha has about whether you could buy whiskey that has wine maybe mixed into it. And Ramosha says, if I remember correctly, six reasons why you could be nickel. Okay? Six reasons to be nickel. But the tshuva says is, but you should know, there are six reasons to be nickel, but a baal nefesh shouldn't be nickel. And he says, for most of the reasons that he gives, he tells you why the baal nefesh should not be son of Hanet Kula. Okay? So in Din, so this is one of his... One of his southern mahakal is you would tell him there, and I could assume there is no wine mixed into my thing. But Ramosha says this one also you should be a baal nefesh should be machmer. Ramosha doesn't say why a baal nefesh should be machmer. That's what I'm going to not tell you. Which is there's a whole long thing here. You have to wait for it to see it in writing. A whole long thing here as to why, what's wrong with this? The Ramah said it straight out. The Ramah said, if you do it, that one person doesn't use it, then you can be mekel. What's the reason for a baal nefesh and machmer? But I'm just telling you, but the Ramah does say that baal nefesh, this is one of his stubborn lachos in his din, in his tshuva, and he says, but even so, baal nefesh and machmer.